Texas Democrat Wendy Davis announces congressional bid to challenge Chip Roy. By Hannah Blow on July 22, 2019. Former Texas State Senator Wendy Davis, who gained notoriety after wearing pink tennis shoes to a 13-hour filibuster to block a pro-life measure in 2013, announced on Monday her intention to run for a congressional seat in the Lone Star State. "I'm proud to announce my campaign for Congress in TX21. Davis announced on Twitter Monday morning. "I'm running to be a voice for every Texan who feels forgotten by a broken political system. It's time to make Washington listen. Will you stand with me?" Davis is challenging Republican incumbent Representative Chip Roy, RTX, who recently slammed far-left members of the squad for falsely describing the conditions of migrant shelters on the southern border. He told Breitbart News Daily that he has personally toured many of the facilities, and he sent his chief of staff to tour the Clint facility specifically in recent weeks. "What we've seen is the truth of what is happening there is very different, from what is being portrayed by the media and by colleagues who are distorting the truth," he told Breitbart News Daily. Following the infamous pink tennis shoes filibuster, Davis launched a long-shot gubernatorial bid but ultimately lost to current Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R, by more than 20 points. It was during that failed bid, however, that Davis's tendency to flip-flop and fabricate came to light. During an interview with the San Antonio Express News following her monstrous gubernatorial defeat, Davis essentially admitted she pretended to be more pro-gun, even though it wasn't really in keeping with what she actually believed. "There is one thing that I would do differently in that campaign, and it relates to the position that I took on open carry. I made a quick decision on that with a very short conversation with my team, and it wasn't really in keeping with what I think is the correct position on that issue. Though I certainly support people's right to own and to bear arms in appropriate situations, I fear with open carry, having watched that issue unfold during the campaign, that it will be used to intimidate and cause fear." Additionally, Davis has described herself as pro-life in the past and said, following her infamous filibuster to block a GOP measure banning abortion after 20 weeks, that she would support a bill banning abortions after 20 weeks. Despite that, Davis has spoken highly of Planned Parenthood and was even a rumored contender to replace former Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards. Her history of flip-flopping is well known among Democrats. As Breitbart News reported, Roy secured a victory in 2018 with just 50.2% of the vote, so the congressional race could be one for both Republicans and Democrats to keep a close eye on.